Hey Drew, how you doing?
Good.
Cuckoo. So Drew, you were here on Saturday and you presented yesterday.
Yeah.
And you presented on the subject of
new user experience in setting up WordPress.
Okay. This keeps coming around and around again. The user experience of the admin kind of space. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Bronson, you get to ask the really cool question we've got.
Like, okay, yep. All right, so the one question we've been asking everyone is, what do you think the elephant in the room is at the moment? What's the question that no one's asking the speakers, and what do you think?
That no one's asking?
Yeah. What do you think people are kind of dancing around?
I mean, I think the biggest question is, when is the REST API going to go in?
Yep.
But that's not the elephant. I mean, people are asking
exactly.
And there's no answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question. I think it could be a lot of things. It could be, I don't know, I feel kind of on the spot. Let me think about that for a second.
It is an on the spot thing. You can talk about things that it isn't.
Well, there's a lot of things that it isn't.
This is true as well.
The elephant in the room, you mean just generally in WordPress or in the community?
Well, that's a good way to approach it. Here's the thing, right? I'm quite new into the whole WordPress community. I've come out from a design background in the last couple of months. And so here I am, I'm in a WordPress agency. And a lot of stuff gets talked about. And there's like a WordPress news agenda. And stuff that's on it gets the shit talked out of it. It gets everything. Yep. But then you sometimes get the feeling of like, oh, what about this? And everyone goes,
no.
Not that. And I'm just trying to think, well, what are the things? Sometimes it's because
that isn't
even an
issue. And how many people mention the customizer? I don't think that's really the elephant in the room, though. I think that now that we have kind of a published vision, Ryan Boren finally published a vision, we kind of have something to point to and say, this is why we're making these decisions.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas before, I think the elephant in the room used to be that the average users, whatever that means, right?
Yeah.
Felt like they weren't being heard.
Mm.
And it's not that they're not being heard, it's that we didn't really have anything to point to say, this is why we're making these decisions. Instead, we were just saying, we're making these decisions and, you know, deal with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice now that we have the vision in place, because it's a lot easier to justify why we're moving things into the customizer, because we have a plan for 3 releases down the road.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe I'd say the customizer, but...
Okay. But there's an elephant that has been identified and pointed out.
What I talk about?
Well, no, yeah. So I mean, what is your perspective on WordPress? Because you contribute a lot to the main WordPress project, but you are a 10-upper.
That's right.
Yeah. What's your role in 10-up? Are you like mostly working for 10-up doing client work there, or?
I'm a developer, a developer at 10-up, and they actually donate half of my time to the community.
Half. That's quite. Okay.
So and it's not. It's a lot of people think it's just core, but it's not. I'm on the docs team. I'm on meta team, support team. Core team, obviously. And then a bunch of those are hybrids. Like, a lot of the projects I work on are hybrids of multiple teams.
Okay.
So, like, the code reference, which is, like, viewed as sort of the de facto replacement for the large parts of the codex.
Yeah.
That's a mixture of docs and meta.
Okay.
And then the docs that are in it are a mixture of docs and core.
Wow. Mm.
So a lot of the projects I work on are hybrids these days.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm on like 4 or 5 teams.
Wow. So yeah, and also you've got Helen Hosseini, who works on core 100% of the time. How many other 10 uppers get time to contribute back to core?
I think we have, Rachel Baker left recently, and so she was a big one. And Adam Silverstein gets core time.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's at 25% or 50% now.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And he's here presenting today, I think.
Okay.
And I think there might be a couple other people who get like 10%.
Excellent.
I suppose this is old news now, but I'm only just catching up. The whole 5% thing.
The 5 for the future.
Yeah, 5 for the future thing. Do you guys sort of see that and go, at least?
I think 5% is actually a reasonably good number to start.
Mm.
And actually, I thought about asking Matt about it in the Q&A yesterday, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It was sort of a follow-up, because that 5 for the future, I think he mentioned it on a podcast, I think, technically, but he talked about it at WordCamp Europe last year.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to... I know what's going on in the community, so I know who's hiring people and giving them community time. But I think the rest of the community doesn't really know. Like, I kind of would like to see an update from Matt on how that's going.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, these things get announced, you just kind of go, where did that go?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can take it however you... I mean, The thing is that what happened is Matt was talking about Fire for the Future, and then somebody pointed out that like Automatic wasn't at 5%.
Really?
Yeah. And so then they, and I don't know if they actually in response to that formed Apollo, but Apollo is now their sort of core team of core people at Automatic, and they have like 15 people on this team who work on nothing but core all the time, which is amazing. So it's pretty cool to see what the what companies are doing. Human-made is amazing, and you know, what SiteGround, they hired LSL, and she's doing amazing things with IMC views, and
we've
all kinds of
companies like DreamHost. We've got people contributing back to core, which is excellent.
Yeah, you know, and DreamHost has had Mike Schroeder for a really long time,
and he's been fantastic for the project.
And Jafe, when he, I'm assuming he's still doing stuff at Human Made, but when he was still in Vado, I think he was their evangelist.
And
so it's pretty cool to see companies committing time to it.
See, I think this is another good elephant. I really do. It was an elephant that wasn't an elephant in the room last time because it got talked about. Now it's just people assuming it's old news, but actually there's really interesting stuff to talk about because it is developing. And like you say, a lot of people in the community maybe aren't aware of the impact it's had or that.
I think the other kind of sea change is that we're less in the area now where we have to explain why it's necessary. It used to be kind of you had to justify it. And people were kind of like, well, how can you like afford to do that? And whatever. And I mean, the straight answer to that is, well, that's a business question. I mean, it's very simple. You figure out how much money you're making and how much money, how much
you
time you can donate.
Bill this much, you pay people this much.
Exactly.
This
it's
much
very
work.
Simple. But at the same time, it's also, we at TenUp and Human Made and Automatic and all these companies, our business is built on top of WordPress. In our best interest to make sure that it stays alive and stays
and keep driving it forward.
There is that slightly, I mean, that's kind of an altruistic angle on it as well, but there's also, you know, for Human Made, it's like, well, it's really great for us. People go, well, are you any good at working with WordPress? It's like, yeah, kind of, because we kind of build a lot of it. We do know how it works,
Right, and that's not a bad thing.
It's just not a thoroughly altruistic spin on the whole question.
Well, in the wider community, there's, like, some people say there's, like, a connotation in that you're only good at WordPress, but the thing is...
No.
I mean, I don't believe that for a second.
No.
I don't. I think it's a waste of time to sort of go down that road. So, does that answer your
It does.
It's a good element.
We've much thought, food for thought as well. And then we followed up with next year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I've got this theory.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of like a Groundhog Day theory. Okay, so Christmas Day, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but in our house, Christmas Day, every Christmas Day in the morning, it felt like, oh, it's only one sleep since the last Christmas Day. And I have a theory why this works, because on Christmas Day, it's so weird and different that your brain maps in a different way. You're essentially running a different neural network. WordCamp Europe's are probably getting that special now. So, what about tomorrow in WordCamp Europe 2016?
What about it?
Yeah, I mean, what are you looking forward to? Because the other thing about conferences, annual conferences, every conference, to an extent, is defined by the one that went before it. That sort of is where the threads come together and then they go back out and then they come together again. So what do you expect to see resurface?
I expect to see maybe this is a little optimistic. I expect to see talks on how to extend the core REST API.
Awesome.
Extending it.
Because it'll be in core by then. And I'm there's no promises, but I'm optimistic that it will be in core by next.
I think that's pretty realistic actually.
I'd say so.
So I think we're gonna see an explosion in enthusiasm, and I think the community is going to go through a shift.
And not
a negative shift. It's gonna go through an interesting shift because I think we're gonna start getting people coming into the community who would not normally join it.
Angular people, your Ember people, you'll get mobile. Making mobile apps will now be interested in how this works and how they can use the REST API to build their apps.
Andrew Neeson gave this talk, I can't remember what the conference was, but it was some API conference. And he was basically, he made this point, and I think he's made it a couple other places too. He made this point about how you have to sort of turn your head a little and think about it, but imagine every WordPress site, every current WordPress site, running the REST API, And then you basically have millions of APIs now.
Hmm.
You go from zero to millions of APIs, like overnight.
Yeah.
And just imagine the insane things you could build.
Oh, the hack days we could run.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Is I think it's going to be, it is going to be a huge
Oh, wouldn't it be kind of awesome if when the REST API comes through, because we're talking about conferences for the REST conferences coming out now. We should start thinking about having hack days hanging off the back end as well. People just getting build weird shit.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's interesting the parallels that end up with that. You have stuff like the work that Jenny is doing. Jenny in the community is doing.
Yeah.
And I think the interesting thing we're going to see is we're going to see more interfacing between the outer PHP community and JavaScript communities.
Well, I can see with the JavaScript ones. Why do you think the PHP community is going to come in?
Because it's, I mean, it's no different than the Angular or the Ember folks coming in. It's going to be anyone can build any application they want on WordPress if they're using the REST API. Because the thing is, it's just JSON. You can parse JSON in PHP. In fact, plenty of people do it now.
Yep.
So I think we're going to see. I think, honestly, I view the REST API as the best possible way to bridge the gap that we have with the outer PHP community. I think it will maybe reduce or remove a lot of this. I don't want to say stigma, but maybe it's a sort of a reasonably good way of putting it around WordPress with a lot of the outer PHP communities. I think it's going to be amazing.
Cool. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So I think we're going to see a lot of talks about that.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Well, okay, thank you. Do your thing.
Yep. So where can people find you online to reach out and say thank you? And
I am Drew a Picture almost everywhere, except for Instagram, because somebody totally stole that out from under me. Anyway, Drew a Picture.
I thought you were Untapped as well.
Untapped on Drew a Picture. And my blog, which is currently down, somebody pointed out on Twitter. My server is like tossing a 500 error. I should probably fix that. My blog is wordswords.com, which is word as in Drew spelled backwards. wordswords.com.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Drew. See you next year. Or maybe before.
Maybe before.
You know, I got invited to speak at WordCamp Cape Town.
John.
That actually would be kind of a secret. So,
Of course. We won't do that.
Yeah, we'll cut that one.
John Blackburn.